Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to. I have an order confirmation or something from your company.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to cancel this order because my bank recognizes your parent company as fraud. So,
yes, ma'am.
I do not want this order. I can give you the order number.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull up your account.
It's 663. Oh, it's hard to read. It was
can
just
I,
made today.
Can
six,
I have
six,
you?
I'm starting the number over. 66367-6085.
Okay, can I have your zip code, ma'am?
92122.
Your first and last name?
First name Dolores, last name Humphrey.
And can you verify the address for security purposes?
Yeah, at 4025 Pulitzer Place.
Okay. Thank you for the information. I'm just waiting for it to load.
And you're what?
I'm waiting for it to load.
Oh.
Okay, so I do show on here where you ordered a Dermela cream for $6.95 and the eye serum.
Right. And you charged my account two times $6.95. And one of those things was advertised as free. And I didn't add but one thing. Anyway, but at the start of the charge, there's I don't know the name of the company, but it was some fictitious name, and it was for $40. I didn't order anything like that, and I think your company is fraudulent, and I do not want the product, and I think you are a scam company. I don't care if you are on Shark Tank. It's a scam.
Okay, well, I have your account canceled, ma'am. No further charges.
Okay, and there's another. There was two charges for $6.95. You need to take both of them off. I don't want to have anything to do with this company. Hello?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and fully refund your money back to your card. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days for it to post to your card.
Okay, and what about the $41? You see that too?
That charge was declined, ma'am.
Yeah, that's right. The bank recognized it as a fraudulent number. So, okay, thanks for your help. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.